All right, good morning, everyone. Life is largely a pendulum. We swing, at times ferociously. There are these days and there are those days. Some days we are just in flow. Everything is going well. People are receiving us, receptive to us. Possibility is open before us. Hashem's beneficence is bechush. We just feel it and it motivates us to be our very best. Those are those days. And then there are the other sort of days. Nothing is going right. Negativity, setbacks, no one gets us, rejections. We feel as though Hashem has pulled back. And Rav Alba Zatzal would frequently comfort Talmidim that this is nothing new. Rabbeinu Tam long ago speaks of Yemei Ava, Yemei Sina. That's such a powerful, raw, visceral articulation. Yemei Ava, when we feel the love. And then there are Yemei Sina. We feel Sina. Rabbeinu Tam lays it out like it is. And Rav Alba would explain that this is the way it's supposed to be. Hashem is not playing games with us. Rather, he wants us to maintain equanimity through this pendulum shift. That's the entire avoda. That whatever circumstances we find ourselves in, we build that equilibrium of commitment to Hashem in the Yemei Ava, Yemei Sina. I'm going to suggest that this dynamic of Yemei Ava, Yemei Sina, which is a pervasive reality, the entire year, is especially poignant this time of year when you consider the last two Chadashim. Nisan, Yitzias Mitzrayim, that was the season of opportunity. Yitzias Mitzrayim, freedom, Geula. We felt Hashem emerging in the low points of our lives. Our Mentas Shari Tumas picking us up, right? It's a time of we feel the love, Shir Hashirim, the almost lyrical articulation of Hashem's romance, if I can call it that, with us. Rendezvous with us. Followed then by Chodesh Iyar. Chodesh Iyar, which is the primary month of Sfiras HaOmer, is a very harsh month. We all were Mis'abel for Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, and the Avelos for Talmidei Rabbi Akiva was far from the only tzara associated with this time of year. Most famous is the Crusades. Some of the worst massacres of the Crusades occurred this time of year, which is the reason why in some shuls, Av HaRachamon, which was composed after the Crusades, generally in Shabbos Mevarchim, Gershon, what are you doing in your shul? But how about Shabbos Mevarchim of Iyar? Most say it, because this is the time. This is the harsh time. It's a harsh time of year. Those who heard our Shiran Chodesh Iyar, remember that we developed how, because it's a time of Tikkun HaMidos, right after Hashem did the heavy lifting, Yitzias Mitzrayim time. Now he's insisting that we dig deep and introspect and be Misakan our Midos. There's a certain harshness there, introspection, harshness, Midas HaDin. And I am going to unearth for you an even more provocative marker. Just how harsh Amidas Hadindik Svir Sa'omer / Chodesh Iyar is. It's an explicit Mishnah in Misachas Edis. When the Mishnah is talking about the Olam Hamas and the Shamas being judged in the Olam Hamas, and after the Mishnah says the more well-known teaching of Rabbi Akiva that Neshamas are needed for how long? Rasham are needed for how long? Yud Beis Chodesh, 12 months. Rabbi Akiva says there are many dinim that happen for 12 months, right? This is famously why we say Kaddish for a mace almost for 12 months. We want him to have that tikkun, but not for a full 12 months, because we all want to assert and affirm the Nifter was not Chalila Rasha, right? Everyone knows that famous story about Rav Forschlager, which reflects kind of the matzav here in Baltimore at the turn of the century, when Rav Forschlager, despite his gaonus in Torah and his otherworldliness, he had an ability to relate to the Amcha Yidden. And the Amcha Yidden in America at that time, unfortunately, many of them meant very well. They had warm warm, homey connections with the Yiddish code of their youth, but they were consumed by the struggle to survive, put food on the table, the immigrant generation, Nebuch, they left the Addis. Rav Forshlager had a way to relate to them, right? And he famously encouraged one such Yid when he was saying Kaddish for his father, you should show up to Shul for how many months? He said, you should come say Kaddish for 12 months. The person asked him, to the Rav, forget, you only showed up to Shul for 11 months? He said, it's not a bad thing if this Yid's going to put on tefillin for an extra month. Right? Because then in America, you know, if he comes to shul, he'll put on tefillin. When they were in the mode, in the traditional mode, but the point is, generally, 12 months on a shum is needed, and that's why we don't say Kaddish. However, continues the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, the din of din Shamas is not for 12 months, but being Pesach la'atzeres, during Sviras Omer time. Could you have asked for a more explicit source? That Svir Somer is a time of Midas Hadin, not only in this world, not only the massacres and the Avelis Ritam Yerkiu, but in the next world, it's all part of this theme of introspection, harshness. So I'm going to argue Nisan and Eir back to back is almost condensed in time. You may Ava, you may Sena on steroids, which sets us up now for healthy integration. You know, Gentile philosophers talk about thesis, antithesis, and then synthesis. But it's really a Yiddish concept. Chesed, Gvura, Teferis. Right? Passion followed by discipline, and then you need synthesis between the two. You need to find some ability to take love, passion, excitement, along with reality, harshness, heaviness, and bring it all together. Right? That's the art of healthy living. That we can be inspired even in very plain days, even hard days, right? That we can be inspired in that quiet space, even when it's not a dramatic space. That's Teferis. And I'm going to suggest that is where Chodesh Sivan fits into the picture. The third Chodesh following the first two, it's really an explicit Reb Tzadok. Reb Tzadok writes that Chodesh Sivan as the third month is connected Yaakov Avinu, whose Mida is Teferis. I'm going to suggest the power of that teaching not only resonates in light of what we have said, that it follows Nisan, Iyar, Yemeav, Yemeisina, but when we appreciate Matan Torah of this month and Yaakov, who's the Av of Torah, in a certain sense, Torah is the day in, day out of Avaita. We all have dramatic days, Yom Noraim, right? Beyond the dramatic event of even Matan Torah, Torah is really the day in, day out. V'gisa bo yom v'alayim. Torah is the way Yiddishkeit is experienced constantly, perpetually, right? Regardless of the times, the ups, the downs, the mayabi, it's that constant rhythm, right? Which is really what Teferis and Yaakov's the Av HaTorah is really all about. So I want to develop this theme of Teferis and to really own this concept that this is the month of learning balance. Balance, very, very, very important word, being a balanced person, right? Balance, Teferis, stability. I want to own this concept for ourselves entering Chodesh Sivan, really through a pervasive treatment of Chodesh Sivan and some of its motifs and see how they all weave together as a cohesive tapestry. Let's start with the question of number association. Number associations are very important. The Vilna Gaon writes that when you want to understand the pnimius of an idea, you have to find its number association. Well, what number would you associate with Sivan? On the face of it, we might have a little of a problem. Rav Gavriel says three. However, I am going to push a case. I'm going to push the case that it would seem to be two. What is the mazel of this month? Teumim, twins, a twosome. Zohar develops Teumim as Torah Shebaksav, Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebaksav means, of course, Hashem's contribution. Torah Shebalpeh is our contribution. Hashem, Klal Yisrael, right? And then we have other twosomes. What are we makir of Gershon on Shavuos? The Shtei Halachim, two breads. Likewise, what is the famous declaration of Shavuos? Nasa v'nishma tusam, as reflected by the two crowns we were awarded for Nasa v'nishma. And how many luchos are we presented with on Shavuos? Two. I'm going to argue all of these tusam, shtei halacha, nasa v'nishma, with the two crowns, luchos, all expand the mazel of Teumim. And I found a delicious piece of evidence for this. Rashi in Shir HaShirim midrashically envisions the Luchos as two twins. Two twins. Rashi's developing the idea of the five and the five, the five dibros on each respective luach, the famous idea how they parallel each other. Says Rashi, based upon their medrash, they're twins. They live, they are the twins of a deer, right? Doe a deer, a female deer. Within that deer, the two luchos are twins of a deer, side by side. I'm going to argue that that imagery of Rashi, the luchos as the twins of the deer, it's not an isolated statement anymore, but it weaves into the greater te'umen motif of the season. It's all about te'umim and twos, which I'll drive home further with another source. It says in the Medrash Mos Rabbah, the two luchos of the season is keneged shamayim va'aretz, chasen v'kala, olam haba, olam hazeh. The answer, these are the primal two sons. Man, woman, heaven, earth, olam haba, olam hazeh, right? Celestial spheres, earthly spheres, I mean men and women. When you talk about two sons, this is a season all about two sons, right? So on one hand, it's a season of two sons. But on the other hand, says Reb Gavriel, with some resistance there, it can't be Chodesh of Te'umim and two sons, because it's the third month. And not only is it the third month, but we have a Gemara which glorifies the motif of three in this Chodesh and this Yontif of Shavuos. Famous Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Peches, Darash HaHiglila, right? The Galilean's drasha in front of Rabbi Yossi. What was the Galilean's drasha? About Shavuos, Brich Rachmana, blessed be Hashem. Diyavon Orion Talisa. He gave us a three-part Torah. Torah Nevi'im Ksuvu. And who did he give this three-part Torah to? La'amat Lisa, a three-parted people, Kohanim Levi'im Yisraelim. And when did he give this three-parted Torah to the three-part, to the people of three parts? He gave it b'yerach, he gave it ayudet lisai, through a third born. Moshe's a third born. I'm also a third born. Birth order is a big deal, right? I was also born. My birthday is a week after Shavuos, Yud Gimel Sivan. Okay, this is my month. This is my time, right? That's pashtush, the Moshe Shebechol Dar V'tar. I'm going to own this one. Right? Three-part of Torah, the three-part of people, through the third birth, b'yachat lisa, in the third month, b'yomat lisa, in the third day of Shloshes Yemei Hagbal. And then he finished his drasha. That was the whole drasha in Shul. The Gliel said it was a blessed be Hashem that he gave a three-part of Torah, Tanakh, to a three-part of people, Chanam Levim Yisraelim, through the third-born Moshe, in the third month, on the third day. That was the end of the drasha. Apparently that was a very powerful drasha. He was saying something deep, and we'll get there, what it represents, but he was saying something deep about three sons, and here we have this dissonance. Is it two, or is it three? Right? This is not the irony, Gershon, of what do the kids say? 6-7, or is that passé already? It's not 6-7, it's 2-3. Is it two, or is it three? Right? Well, I'm going to argue, resolving the issue of the two or the three is exactly the theme of this month. And Teferis and living life with balance. Because let's understand two and what two sums represent. Two sums, when you have two components which are different and naturally won't get along. This Chodesh is all about two sums. Hashem and man coming together at Matan Torah. Chas and Kala. Olam Haza, Olam Haba. Right? This should be a union ripped at its seams, right? Ripped at its seams. God and man, heaven and earth, coming together at Mount Tyre when the heavens came down to earth. Man and woman, forget about it. B'mechilas kvay John Gray. I would not have called that book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. In my experience in life, I would argue we're in different galaxies, Ligarmi, different Milky Ways, Ligarmi. The assumptions are so fundamentally, fundamentally different. This is one of the reasons for the push now in the From world. To really make couples counseling a Tanai Kairim L'maisa of marriage. No, it's good people, right? I mean, let's all be honest. Most of us were closer to middle age, right? We didn't know any of this. She did not come with a user manual. I'm sure she would, right? Our better sides would say the same about her, right? Fundamentally different galaxies, no? No?
User manual.
They say the other. Anyone who claims that they have mastered this art, I am a little suspect. Okay? Two and two sums, man, woman, Hashem, Klal Yisrael, heaven, earth, two luchos. Right? And you realize this is all one theme. Right? Because the two te'umim of Shavuos, Torah Shabbat Ksav, Torah Shabbat Peh, has the divine contribution with the human contribution, Torah Shabbat Ksav, Torah Shabbat Peh. The two luchos is our relationship to Hashem on one hand and our relationship to humanity on the other. It's heaven and earth, like the Ramban says. It's all one issue here. Man, woman, right? Heaven and earth, they're all one. Mashpia Makabo, when you think about it deeply. How can the two come together? Two is a recipe for disaster. And you see this in the well-known Chazal regarding the second day of creation. When on the second day of creation, what is created? The firmament, the heaven, which is Mavdil, which separates between the upper waters and lowers. And it is so clear, powerful but clear, that it's on day two, the concept of Havdalah, and separating higher spheres and lower spheres are being introduced. Two means there could be me and you and otherness. And you, and that is why the Medrash so powerfully continues, B'yom Sheni Nivra Machlaikas. Machlaikas was created on Yom Sheni. And then, right? Medrash is clearly picking up on this. Two sums and separations means that they're going to be, difference means Machlaikas, no? All these issues develop. And the Medrash then continues to say, what else was Nivra on Yom Sheni? Along with Machlaikas, Gehenna. Right, and the Medrash Maral says is really, really eyeing the story of Kairach, right? When Machlekas literally created a living hell, literally living hell. Man was brought alive to Gehenna because Machlekas brings to Gehenna dysfunction and so on, right? Anyone who's experiencing family life when it's not in the best place possible could attribute to the living Gehenna that comes with it, right? When there's Pirat Chas V'Shalom dissension, right? I once heard a disgruntled spouse say, do whatever you do. Right? He was actually an ex who was paying high alimony payments. And the guy screams, he says, I hate to say it, Michelle. He said, kill her if you have to, but don't divorce her. I mean, I feel like that character. I mean, it's crazy. It's literally a living Gehenna. With Machlaikas comes Gehenna. It's horrible, yeah? It's horrible, right? And this is all linked to two sums. Parenthetically, I'll note a stroke of genius from the Maral. Remember Monday 2 days ago? What was the Shir Shal Yom of Yom Sheni? Right? Lam Natzeach Livnei Kairach. Says the Maral, it's specifically on Yom Sheni, the day of Atusam Zamachlaikas, that the Shira comes from the Bnei Kairach. The Bnei Kairach, we know, they were at the Pischa Shal Gehenim and then the Tshuva. Right? They know a thing or two about Machlaikas and the need to turn this pendulum here. Right? Swing in the other direction. The point is two sums, which are the theme. It's a grand meeting between Hashem and man through Torah. Ish and Isha, this great marriage here, is problematic. It's problematic until we introduce something called Teferis, balance. Balance means that space has to be found for both for this thing called marriage to work. Men and women, and they're not going to make sense to each other, they have to give each other space and room. It's a big deal. I was giving a shiur, a women's shiur, about 2 weeks ago, and I was speaking about it in a different context, giving other people space, and a woman tells me, that's a male problem. I said, you'll forgive me, I think it's a human problem, right? We all think others don't give us enough space, right? Giving space. The third element of existence is nothing new. Teferis is not introducing anything new. It's integration, it's synthesis. It's the glue that binds. That glue is not really a third ingredient. It's healthy synthesis and giving room and space for both. Hashem is going to bring us in at Har Sinai, and he's going to give us space to be us, and we are going to give him space to be him. Right? Hashem Kibayachal is going to put up with all of our human mishigasin. I'm sure he sees it that way. We are going to create that space that there's something higher, which doesn't quite make sense to us, called Hashem. Then there's a delicious, delicious clue to this in the story of Matan Torah. At the end of Parshas Mishpatim, the Geiris, the Bris of Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai, it speaks of the dam of the Karbon, which was sprinkled on the people and sprinkled on the Mizbeach. And it says Moshe took half of the blood and sprinkled it on the people, and half the blood and sprinkled it on the Mizbeach. And Rashi says to Medrash that the blood of Mount Torah was divided in a precise half, precisely in half, which is an impossibility. We human beings cannot reach perfect fractions, right? Says Rashi, Ba'malach v'choka. Why was it so important, this miracle, this angelic intervention, that the dam of the carbon of Mount Torah, the Geras of Mount Torah, right, be divided in a precise, perfect half, half sprinkled on the people, half sprinkled on the Mizbeach? I believe that's to reflect the symbiosis of Tiferes in marriage. Who has a greater piece of the pie? Hashem or man? Man or woman? Somehow space has to be found, right? Unequality of parties who at times are not equal. Certainly Hashem and Kol Yisrael, they're not equal, right? Man and woman, are they equal? Are the roles equal? Right? As I once heard Rebbe Ezer Neuberger Zatzal mention to Chassanim and Achasim Shmuz, some of you are more advanced than your wives. And some of you, your wives are so much more advanced than you that they're able to make you think that you're wearing the pants in the house when we really know the truth. Generally, in relationship, it's really not one of equals, but the genius of Tiferes is creating space for both and an equality b'malach v'chilka. And that is why the third aspect is really just finding space for the two. That is the genius of the mazel of Teumim twins. Teumim means there are two, but they're lying together in harmony, which is really the third component. The mazel is Teumim. Twinhood. Twinhood means the two. Whether Torah Shel Ksav, Torah Shel Bal Peh, whether the two luchos, Hashem and Klal Yisrael, the fact that the becoming of twins, the being parsed together, is really Tiferes, which in the context of Chesed and Gvura is a Musar to us, right? There's the Tzad Chesed, which is associated with man versus woman, who's Gvura, right? Man's abstract, creative, woman is practical, down to earth. The Tzad Chesed is associated with Hashem, the divine, the higher creative force versus the human realm, which is much more concrete and much more. All of these issues on Shavuos, Torah Shel Ksav, Torah Shel Bal Peh, the masculine and feminine, all of these twosomes are really Chesed and Gvura coming together, which in our life means we take the Nisan. Nisan was the Siusa Milatata from Hashem, divine kindness, versus Iyar, Din, severity, when we have to rise to the plate of being a second of this. We're taking these two forces and we're finding healthy integration. All of this is very abstract, but yet very relevant. I am going to suggest, you know you do not have Tiferes if you live somewhat erratically in life, including spiritually, right? You go through mood swings, which we all do to some extent, mood swings, and even strange spiritual stimuli. Tiferes means you never lose the inspiration. People who don't have any inspiration are all gvuratek, are harsh, cold, uninspired. In the English vernacular, these are not the people you want to hang out on a Saturday night with. Well, sometimes I think in the base measures, this is not a guy who I would like to hang around at Lel Shabbos with a Shabbos table either, right? But mitzad acher, a person who's just a live wire, chesed, passionate, spirit, they're just not of this world, not a very good model, not a very good model. Right, Rabbi Gavriel was just telling me yesterday about certain people who are highly artistic and highly charged, but never learn practicality and good relational skills and never becomes tethered, right? There's something very powerful when you can be inspired in a soft, gentle space, down to earth. It's very, 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 very powerful. And we all know as mechanchem, when a young person, whether it's in the flip-out syndrome or whatever it is going through erratic life changes, which are really not them. They might need this in their youthful growth, but this is ultimately not the place they need to be at. I know a certain Hasidish Mashpi in Eretz Yisrael, who's very unapologetically Hasidish, but yet, he always discourages Litvasha Yingalite, who take to a Derech Hasidus, from making over their life. He advised a certain group of Litvasha Yungalite who were finding the Litvasha Mahalach unsatisfying, and they took to Breslov. He said, you guys dare not come home and become Breslovers overnight. He said, you're going to send your wife through a tailspin, through a tizzy. She's not going to know what hit you guys. Be a litzvashe yigaman and daven with these Breslover teachings, right? Have it softly affect your life, right? Anything which is erratic, right? And anything which is erratic, which is out of proportion, just not healthy, it's not sustaining. I'm thinking about Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's atzal. His name was Yaakov, the means of Tafaris. Rabbi Yaakov was perhaps the gadol of balance in Klal Yisrael. I wonder what he would say about certain 21st century dynamics in the Frum of El today, right? Rabbi Yaakov personified balance, and this issue about a spirituality which is enduring, which sometimes is the less Frum approach. Rabbi Yaakov, in this regard, reminisced about a chavar of his youth who went through some high hesoros ruchni, that he was doing things and being machmer on things on a whole different level. And Rabbi Yaakov said, believe it or not, that's the guy who didn't stick with it and left the Derech HaTorah entirely. And Rabbi Yaakov said, again, the Yiddish sounds better and my Yiddish is not good enough. So I'm going to say it over ksas in English. He said, he was frummer, but I was kluger. It sounds better in the Yiddish. He was frummer, I was smarter. Right?
He was frummer.
It's mamish this point. Right? Because when you're smarter, balance takes smarts, good judgment. It's kind of, I don't want to say slow and steady wins the race, but let me say stable and steady wins the race. Stable and steady wins the race, right? And this opens up all sorts of Siva motifs in a very exciting way. I'll give you an example. In Sefer Yetzirah, when it talks about the spiritual undergirding of Chodesh Sivan, and Sefer Yetzirah associates each Chodesh with a different human behavior. The human behavior of Sivan is hiluch, walking. Walking. Why is that Chodesh Sivan? Think about it. Walking means progressing, but not sprinting, not running. You're progressing, right? But in a very doable, sustained way. We all know they advise people who are engaged in long-term physical activities, right? Don't pour out everything you have, right? Don't engage in a always in a run and a sprint, right? Exactly. And I'm going to argue this hiluch motif is even more powerful when you think back to Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim, when there was movement as well. But what was the movement of Nisan and Pesach? What does the very word Pesach mean? Jumping, kvitzer, or diluk. Isn't that magnificent? Jumping versus walking. High energy Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yimei Ava, it's all jumping. Untethered to earth, it's jumping, whether Hashem jumping over the houses at Makas Becharis or Nachshon Ben Aminadav jumping into the Yam Suf. It's all a motif of jumping, which means high energy, not held down to earth, right? Ungrounded, energetic. Doesn't last. Hiluch is Midas Tiferes. Huh? Yes. We develop that in the ear. Right here is the introspection, right? The restraint of ear, right? And it gets even better than that. By the way, the chipazon, the haste of Pesach, it's all high energy, right? Versus the sustainable walking. This motif becomes even more powerful because read further, weiter in Sefer Yetzirah. Sefer Yetzirah develops each chaydesh not only from the perspective of human behavior, but also from an anatomical perspective. Each chaydesh correlates to another limb of the body. Nisan, it says, correlates to the regalim in the right foot. Sivan correlates to the regal small, the left foot. Now think about that for a moment. Isn't that magnificent? First of all, our hiluch motif, Sivan is complementing Nisan with the second foot, right foot, left foot, but it's even better than that. Yamin mekareva small daichik, right? Yamin, that's the forceful movement, chesed. Small is the restrained movement. When you walk, you need both. Think about it this way. when you walk, the 2 feet really behaves with symmetric synergy. 1 foot picks itself up to move. That's midas haches, that's pushing forward. Midas haches, it says, don't be risk adverse, take risk, go out, do it, don't stay where you are. That's the front foot. But the second foot stays tethered in place and anchors you in place. And when you start the movement, I'm going to argue, certainly for a righty, it's generally the regal yamin, which pushes forward, while the regal small keeps you to anchor bit. And that's how it works. It's the regal yamin, regal small, helach. It comes together very, very powerfully. This is the theme. It's helach, balance, and that's how you move. So we are advocating for balance. But yet, sometimes in the beginning of a project, you need a dose of inspiration big time. Big time, right? To be motivated, to stoke the flame. You need some high energy in the beginning. I'm going to argue that a wedding is totally, totally non-reflective of marriage. Marriage is not fun and gains and ebullience. It is finding fulfillment in the very mundane. But yet what gets it going is that it's celebrated and the relationship is celebrated. That is why the grand greater Mount Torah project doesn't begin with Har Sinai and Sivan. It begins with Yetzias Mitzrayim and Pesach, high energy. If you don't have high energy in the beginning, right, then you don't have that reservoir of energy and inspiration to tether it, which brings me now to the final part of today's shir. Halu Dovarhu, when we think about Sivan, Mount Torah, Geiras, we have a famous story about a ger in Shabbos. The ger who approached Hillel, first Shammai, then Hillel, Lamdeni kol haTorah kula al regel achas. Teach me Torah on 1 foot. Now, something's going on here. If the month of Matan Torah and Geiras is all about one-footedness versus two-footedness, right? And here you have a ger who's saying, teach me Torah on 1 foot. Something's going on with that in the Sugya of Geiras. Well, I'm going to argue this is the issue at hand, right? He wants to enter Matan Torah on 1 foot. He does not want balance, right? I'm going to posit the foot, which symbolically he's referring to, is the regal yamin, the right foot chesed. Because what is he asking for? Teach me all of Torah on 1 foot means tagline Judaism. Give me a sound bite. I don't want to work hard. I just want quickie inspiration. When you think about it, and this is very, very appealing, those, right, quickie shear, right? And I'll let you fill in the blanks, right? I will protect the innocent and the maybe not so innocent. We all know such approaches that want the quickie stuff and the quickie inspiration. It's all chesed without gvura. That's Lamdeni kol haTorah kula regalachas. No yitzi? Which I'm going to use the right foot. Well, that really doesn't work. It's learning in a base matter, shalom bias, right? To really do it, the quickie stuff really doesn't do it, right? So now we understand why Shammai shut the guy down, especially Shammai. Shammai told the guy nothing doing. He was actually even more abrasive than that. You understand Shammai, who the Svarim tells his midas hadin, Shammai's like, are you out of your mind? Right? You want marshmallow fluff Judaism? Right? Go smoke something on an ashram, we would say. That's not Torah. Right? You understand that's what's so powerful. Shammai shut the guy down. However, Shammai was not the right Rebbe for him. Shammai was not the white Rebbe for him yet. As he says in the end of the Gemara, Shammai almost destroyed me and almost sent me away from Derech HaTorah. And I want you to think about many Talmidei Chachamim who in their youth were not ready for the hard work. And they needed a warm accepting Rebbe, even though that might not be characteristic of the hard work which is required. The beginning of the Geiras begins with the extra dose of chesed. And that's why Hillel was the right Rebbe who saved them. Hillel said, I will teach you kol haTorah kula regel achas. Right? This is the realization which kol Yisrael had to Yetzias Mitzrayim and then Matan Torah. Inspiration, chesed, that unbalanced dose needs to start the project going. I'm going to argue even more powerfully than that. He's teaching them all of Torah on 1 foot, I argue the right foot. Not only in terms of his soundbite, tagline, Ma Dalach Sana L'Chavach Losav, do not to another way, you don't want to dump yourself, that's all a Torah, there you go. But it's even deeper than that. Because that famous line, oh yeah, all of Torah is Don't do to your friend what you wouldn't want done to you. Rashi says something astounding on that Gemara. Rashi in his first pshat says, friend here, don't do to your friend what you wouldn't want done to you, doesn't just mean interpersonally. It means Hashem. Hashem in this context is called a friend. That's why it represents Torah. See Hashem as your friend. Now, Gershon, is that generally the line you hear as the base medrash? Treat Hashem as your friend. That's fascinating. It's a perspective of Torah, which is warm and intimate, connection-focused. Hashem is your friend. It is not the austere discipline in God. I'm going to argue that's all in line with the context here of this guy who, in the beginning of his journey, needed to call Torah Kol Regalachas, both soundbite Judaism, but deeper than that. A Yiddishkeit which harps on the core of connectivity, the friendship. Hillel is not short-sighted or naive. He knows the day in, day out is going to, the Talmud Torah, the Shalom Bayis, all of that stuff's going to have to come, but he's recognizing what the guy needs in the beginning, Yetzias Mitzrayim, on his way to Mount Torah. Hill's not naive, as so powerfully reflected in the end of his statement. What does Hill say? Okay, here's your soundbite, Judaism. But then he ends the sentence, and now, Zil Gemar, go and learn. That is a brilliant ending. The underappreciated part of the Gemara. He doesn't simply say, here's your soundbite. He says, now go and learn. Now that I've brought you on, I've pulled you on, you've had your Shir Hashira moment. Now you can go through the discipline. You can go through the hard work, the gears, and it's going to work. And in the end, the guy shtied. He said, he'll save him. That is the motto. It has to work. Yes, balance. But don't be so stifling with the balance thing. It is actually imbalanced to stifle people with too much balance and not to shower them with warmth from the beginning with a vision of working to discipline. It's the patience, the tefaris we need with children, with in the formative stages, the beginning. And I'm going to conclude with a social commentary. I'm going to argue the success of the Olam HaTorah in America, really the approach to Torah Chinuch in America, which for all of its faults, I must say, we've done overall a very good job, right? Remendel can attest. More is being done, but I'm going to argue that only bespeaks all of that. Only bespeaks that we're perfected. We're getting better. We're getting better. We're getting better. We're getting better. The fact that the Olam HaTorah is moving on and becoming more advanced in Chinuch needs, right? Well, you know what some of this magic was? We understood that in children's youth, they need fun experiences, an embrace of healthy childhood. The notion of camps, summer camps, healthy communal involvements, that was not what Yiddishkeit was in the shtetl, right? But there's an understanding. When the child has wholesome experiences, you're creating a formative association. Yiddishkeit is fun, beautiful, neat, embracing. That's going to carry him into young adulthood when the steiging and the hard work is going to start and he's going to make something of himself. It's this model, right? The tag by the sound line, the friend, Hashem is your friend, that model which is bringing you in, that is actually a more wholesome balance model and then the hard work. And I conclude with something which Rav Ruderman commented in Camp Agudah once. Rav Ruderman, in his old age, used to hang out in Camp Agudah over the summer. Belsky Zatzal told me a bit about Rav Ruderman's visits. And he said how some fill-in-the-blank sort of guy who thought he was going to be obsequious, kiss up to the Rosh Yeshiva, I'm going to shahar from my own Rosh Yeshiva. What does the Rosh Yeshiva say about all the fun and games here? All the activity and all the recreation? And Rav Ruderman said, it's Kaidish Kadashim. Listen to what he said. He said, Ashud, we didn't have camps like this in Lita. We would have saved so many youth and then they would have steiked. Right? He was saying that it is in the beginning. It is the hill approach in the beginning. It's the Yetzias Mitzrayim in the beginning where you create that wellspring of inspiration and then the hard work the day in, day out of creating balance, inspiration and balance. That is Sivan. That is the greater Mount Torah story. That is balance. May we all be Zaycha to the health, the stability of Teferis and balance, to feel deeply inspired in the gentle spaces In this Chaydash HaSivan and beyond, Amen, King, Yehi, what's up?
It must have died.
If it died, Gamzu will tell you.